of Xi Jinping. On Wall Street this morning, starting off the new week, stocks are sharply lower. The Dow Jones Industrial Average down 216 points, while the NASDAQ is off 67 points, and the S&P 26 points in the red. More details, srnnews.com.
The new FedNow system is paving the way for the digital dollar. It grants the government unprecedented access to your financial transactions. This isn't just an invasion of privacy. It's a direct assault on your liberty and hard-earned money. It's another reason why I recommend physical gold IRAs from the Birch Gold Group. I'm Lance Wallnow. I'm a news analyst and a podcaster with nearly 25 million downloads to people just like you who cherish their financial independence. A precious metals IRA can help you avoid the scrutiny of Big Brother while also preserving your retirement savings through almost anything, including economic crashes, political instability, and even hyperinflation. To find out more, get your free info kit on gold IRAs by texting the word FAITH to 989898. Birch Gold Group is the only gold company I trust. Get their free info kit and see how a gold IRA can help you. Text FAITH to 989898. Remember, there's no strings attached. Text FAITH to the number 989898 right now, and I pray you're blessed with continued prosperity.
Rich Thomas Weather, a service of Wiley Sanders Truck Lines, where dump truck drivers are in demand. Wiley Sanders is on the grow. We need dump truck drivers now. Call 855-77-9785.
Rich Thomas Weather.
Well, hi, everybody. Our below normal temperatures continue, but otherwise, it's a pretty good forecast for the next few days. Mostly sunny, cool for March today with a high temperature up to about 64. Mainly clear, cold tonight. Overnight low temperature by dawn tomorrow morning down to 38. Tomorrow, the recovery begins with sunshine, high 72, up to about 76 Wednesday with more sun, upper 70s to near 80 on Thursday, and showers and storms returning on Friday. From the Blue Water Weather Center, this is Rich Thomas.
For the lowest prices around on flooring and DIY flooring installation supplies, Budget Floors and More is your new best friend. Luxury vinyl plank, carpet, ceramic tile, floor installation supplies, and more with prices lower than the big box stores. Budget Floors and More, Hunter Lane across from Del Rey to Publix.
1819 News.
U.S. Senator Katie Britt went on Fox News this past Sunday to clarify some aspects of her rebuttal speech following the State of the Union address by Joe Biden. Britt was asked about the example that she used of a woman who was sex trafficked by Mexican cartels when she was only 12 years old. Mainstream media has been contending that Britt's example did not occur under the Biden administration's watch. Britt contends that the woman's story was told to her when she was recently visiting the border and that she shared it in her rebuttal speech to bring light to the increase in human trafficking.
I didn't say a young woman, a grown woman, a woman when she was trafficked when she was 12. And so listening to her story, she is a victim's right advocate who is telling this is what drug cartels are doing, this is how they're profiting off of women, and it is disgusting. And so I am hopeful that it brings some light to it and we can actually do something about human trafficking and that's what the media actually decides to cover.
I'll be back with more Alabama stories after this.
Covenant Grassroots Group seeks to directly support organizations and agencies that are fighting the global battle against human trafficking. They do this through funding, procuring, and advocating. You can go to covenantrescue.org for further details. They need your donations, guys. Hop on and donate.
A rescue is made over the weekend on the Chocowatchee River. Two boaters were pulled from the river after their boat capsized. The incident happened early Sunday morning. Family members notified the Dale County authorities after the two boaters did not return on time. A fourth Safe Haven baby box is now up and running here in Alabama. This fourth one is in the city of Dothan at the downtown fire station. The baby box is in a location that has 24-hour personnel available so that a mother who can no longer care for her newborn baby can safely surrender it to state personnel. I'm Andrea Tice.
For more news affecting Alabamians, go to 1819news.com. And while you're there, subscribe to the daily newsletter.
This is Eddie Bader from eXp Realty. You know me from co-hosting News and Views with Joey Clark for the past several years. Are you looking for a real estate agent that will go above and beyond to help you find your dream home? Look no further than Hannah Grantham and myself. Hannah and I have the knowledge and experience in the Tri-County area to guide you through the home buying process as easy and smooth as possible. Our attention to detail and dedication to our clients ensures that you will always receive the highest level of service. Don't settle for anything less than the best. Call Hannah and Eddie today, 334-368-6358.
What are you planning on using your tax refund on? With Southern Steel's strong, durable, and built-to-last metal structures, you can build anything from towering warehouses, pole barns, manufactured metal roof panels, or even a barn dominium. Save time and money with a quick turnaround and enjoy unmatched protection against the elements. Whether you're a business owner seeking efficiency or a homeowner looking for peace of mind, choose Southern Steel for a lifetime of security. Trust in quality. Visit them today and build your dreams in steel. 1295 North McDonough Street, 240-2223.
Montgomery's favorite Italian restaurant is looking for a few great people. If you like to work in a fast-paced, fun environment, this may be for you. Zaza is hiring all positions, front of the house and back of the house. You can expect competitive pay and to be treated like family. Apply online at ZazaSeriousItalian.com or in person at 130 Commerce Street, Tuesday through Friday between 3 and 5. Zaza Serious Italian in the alley downtown.
The Health and Wealth Show. The Health and Wealth Show. The show so nice, we said it twice. Weekday evenings at 6 on News Talk 93.1 WACV. The
Health. Make it up, son. Joke's over, hey?
The views and opinions of the following program are solely those of the host and other contributors. These do not necessarily represent those of Liberty Acquisitions 825, Blue Water Broadcasting, its management, staff, or any advertisers.
Filtered Radio, powered by 1819 News. To join the conversation, call 334-272-9228. Now, here's your host, Scott Beeson.
Welcome back into the program, everybody. This is Alabama Unfiltered Radio. I am Scott Beeson. Thank you for listening. Don't forget the number here, 1-800-289-9228, 1-800-289-9228. Lots of stuff to do. Bobby Breeding has been nice enough to stick with us through the long break. I wanted to ask her about, she's been involved in some of the library situation, especially at the North Shelby Library, which in Shelby County, Alabama, you would think, hey, that's one of the more Republican areas that ought to be conservative. Interesting thing. And Bobby was pointing out that, look, all they said, and which is most of these folks, Bobby, I don't know you personally, I don't think, but my advice to everyone fighting these library fights was, hey, look, I'm fine. Take these books completely out of the library. They have no place in a public library. But most people, like yourself, had tried to be
Magnanimous
is the word, yeah, absolutely. And say, hey, look, we're just saying don't have them in the children's section. We'll have them over here for the adults. My advice was, from my experience, look, go for the full clean out because they're going to attack you no matter what. And then you were saying that they said that you're trying to ban books, et cetera, et cetera. And then this activist group from North Alabama shows up at your library meeting, and you were saying that, because I thought the story was that something happened and then y'all had to call the police. That's not what happened?
No. We actually were praying outside near the parking lot before the board meeting a couple of months ago. And one of the ladies walked out, was asking me what we were doing. And then I saw her go get to her car and get on the phone. And the next thing I know, a police officer shows up.
And oh, my gosh.
They announced, and these are mainly elderly people. I'm 63. We are older women that are Christian. I guess we're a threat. I mean, they should be afraid of God for sure. But we went inside and they said that we had threatened them in the past. And we're
so that so that's what they were calling the police. They called the police to tell them that y'all were threatening them.
Yes, they told the police that, and the police officer basically came up to all of us after it was over. Because we're all congenial. We're sitting around talking to everybody. Nobody's threatening anybody. There's no raised voices or anything after the meeting's over, before, during, or after. He goes, now, why did y'all call me? We don't really know why they called you. The library called you. So, and they did that two meetings in a row. So they're just trying to create some drama where all we did was ask them to move the books, and they didn't move the books, which I told them in my two-minute speech. I said, thank you for doing that, because it showed us your true colors. It showed us that that's what you're trying to do. You're trying to groom our children, and that's basically pedophilia. I mean, this is pornography being shown to children under the age of consent. So the piggyback on that, that's the thing,
Bobby, is I want people listening to the program, and I'm not trying to put words in your mouth. This is my opinion, Scott Beeson's opinion, is that trying to be magnanimous and trying to compromise with people who want to groom little kids, it is not a good strategy. They have to be defeated. They plan on defeating us. Just simply, that's proven by them saying, "Oh, we're not moving those books out of the children's section." So we need to go for victories and quit trying to be nice to people who have no intention of being nice to us or our children. And golly, Bobby, that is crazy. I really thought North Shelby County, at least they would do is try to move it to the adult section. That would make sense.
What you're dealing with in North Shelby County is a board that hasn't been replaced in 25 years. They are the original board that was elected 25 years when the library was created, their inception. And they have done election avoidance by, they would drop off right before their 4 years was up, and then they would unanimously replace somebody with another liberal just like them. So they've had election avoidance for 25 years, and that's going to change legislatively, hopefully soon. And they will be appointed, and the people there will be reflective of the community, like our
It's funny to me, Bobby, that we probably need to step back and think, wait a minute. These people had the same worldview 25 years ago.
Yeah.
And they've been, because we have no idea what they've been working on the whole rest of the time. Probably books that weren't nearly this bad, but probably had messages for children, kind of work it in, a little bit at a time, what do we want to... And then now we're like, wait a minute, this is overboard. I will just about promise that for 25 years they have been...
they've been biting
indoctrinating a little bit at a time, and now they're just very emboldened.
Bobby, who has the authority to actually remove those books at the North Shelby Library? Is it the library director? Is it the board?
There is some information out there right now that they're supposed to vote on, where they have a review committee that can decide if books are moved. They don't want to take anything out of the library, but they do want to put it in another section where only adults can go. In my mind, I'm thinking, is this going to be a triple X flashing light section of the library with somebody sitting outside checking IDs? This is ridiculous. You know, you can't
If the board is replaced and the director is replaced, would they be the ones that would make the decision to just take, do they have the authority to just take those books out of the library?
Absolutely.
Okay. And is that the board or the director? Like, I'm wondering who is ultimately making this decision at North Shelby. Is it Kate Etheridge, who's the director? It's the board. Okay.
It's all of them. So she's just the president, but there's a board, and they vote. So it has to be a majority decision on things. We go to these board meetings, so we see how it works. But they always vote together as a block.
So, quick question. If people are listening and saying, you know what, I've never gotten involved before, but this sounds like something I'd like to be a part of, when does the library have their meetings, and then can they meet up with y'all there?
Absolutely. The next meeting is going to be April the 11th, 4 p.m. to 6 p.m. at the North Shelby Library there on Highway 119. I would like to tell people that they pick this time. It's difficult. Traffic's bad right there. There are several schools on that road. If you plan to be there on time, get there early. And we typically like to be there 5 or 10 minutes before to meet in the parking lot to pray with a group of people before we go in, because we are dealing with spiritual warfare.
Very good. Bobby, we appreciate you.
Thank you for calling.
Thank you. Bye.
Bye. Man, it's just crazy.
I mean, can you imagine?
This is Alabama.
Yeah.
Is Alabama.
This is down the street from our house.
This is our library.
I knew y'all were reprobates down there.
I know, Scott.
We just weren't paying attention. I mean,
That's really our fault.
Yeah. You're exactly right.
But I'm telling you, if the same group has been in charge for 25 years, it wasn't this kind of stuff.
Mm-hmm. Right.
15 years ago, 10 years ago, but I promise you it was probably, America's not so good. Mm-hmm. Moms and dads are dumb. You know, a lot of... There was a lot of that stuff.
Well, if you track with the sex ed stuff, because this is basically just an offshoot of Secus and all that nasty stuff, mm-hmm. and I was in school back in the Stone Ages mm-hmm. giving talks, they were just sprouting then their evil, horrible wings.
Right.
And we should have known, but you're right, we fell asleep.
Well, some people were warning us.
Well, and the other part is, we think people are nice, and we think people have the same ideas that we do. And so those same 25 people got by because we thought, oh, they're not, they would never do anything right. to hurt right. our children.
Right.
They well, were I can just remember, biding
their I was like in fifth or sixth grade when they rolled out one of these first,
Heather has two moms.
We're going to have sex ed in the schools. And because you just need to, because people just don't, they just don't know.
Right.
Really? They don't
How
know?
How did we get here the last 10,000 years?
I'm like in fifth grade in Mayberry, and I got a fairly good idea how yeah. this might work. And everybody, our crowd said, yeah, because we don't want anyone to, you know, get pregnant if they didn't have any idea how that happened. So we'll educate them. And then that was their foot in the door. That's that was right. the camel's nose. Mm. And then we quit watching. And then the little booklet turned into a different kind of booklet and turned into another kind of booklet. And then there was more stuff and there was more pictures and more things. And now here we are right there in the public library. That's what happened.
Trying to keep sick books away from my little nearly two-year-old granddaughter.
Yeah, absolutely.
Uh-huh.
Let's go out to Poison Ivy. Welcome to the program, Poison.
Thank you for taking my update. Me and high-stepping cousin was watching the Academy Awards last night, and I don't know if y'all paid attention or not, but you know, it was my wonderful, excellent acting tutoring to Katie there that got us where we are. Otherwise, this would have just not even been talked about, but Kimmel put down my acting teaching capabilities last night, referencing Katie's performance, saying that she reminded him of the grown woman with a child's mind. I don't know if y'all caught that last night. And I had cousin call Donald because, you know, one Democrat does like my teaching skills, and that's that George Stephanopoulos. And I said, she told Trump, you need to tweet something about that, Jenna Kimmel. We cannot have cousins' great acting teaching abilities put down at the Academy Awards last night like that. So he did, and Kimmel responded, y'all have a great day.
Thank you, Poison.
What would we do without
Poison? I mean, look, the things we find out that go on behind the scenes.
Golly.
Because there's no doubt in my mind that Poison was helping the junior senator from Alabama with her acting skills, her theatrical abilities. And she pulled it off. There's no doubt about it. It was an award-winning performance the other night. Here's my last question.
Yes, sir.
And I don't know what happened to Allison.
She's helping fix the dog situation.
Oh, another dog situation. I wonder how many days she has to have a dog situation before she decides not to have a dog situation. That's funny. So here's the question. A lot of the people defending the response to the State of the Union address say that the text of the speech, what was said in the response, was great.
Mm.
I went back and read the transcript of the speech. What in that speech was different than every conservative television commercial? What most Republicans say on the campaign trail? What was new? What was different? What was so wonderful about that speech that we're supposed to go? It doesn't matter how it was delivered. The substance was unbelievable. Cicero himself could not have delivered a better speech.
Nothing. There was nothing original. There was nothing new. Where's the beef?
Yeah, where's the beef?
Where was the beef? Because there was no beef. I want an original thought. I want some deep and probing questions. I want, you know, how long are we going to have to live with the border situation? How long? I mean, mm-hmm. turn it into questions so people are like, yeah. There was
this is
nothing
not difficult. The law
new.
Already provides
we had
for
an
closing
opportunity
the border.
To really and truly destroy Biden with something new and original that we dreamed up back in the summer when we knew this was going to happen, mm-hmm. and it didn't happen.
That's fair. I see people's response and people's defense saying,
no.
Oh, but what was said was awesome. I'm like, What was said sounds normal.
I think that it was if she had said what was written in a normal voice, we would have been like, oh, that was good.
I think that, that's why it would have been day. It would have been average at best.
Right.
And everybody went,
It would have been typical.
We got a problem at the border.
It wasn't earth shattering.
What are we going to do? Inflation's bad.
I mean, guys.
But we wouldn't still be talking about her.
Right.
And maybe she's the evil genius in this because we're still talking about her 4 days later.
Maybe. There was one thing that I think it was George Wallace said that was it Wallace that said any press is good press?
I don't know, but that's Donald Trump's favorite thing.
As long as they spell your name right.
Well,
there's a diminishing return there.
There is. But can you imagine if you just started out cold so he couldn't even get her name right? He couldn't even get Lakin Riley's name right. Like, you start out cold like that, shazam, nothing. We had nothing but regurgitated in an overactor voice.
And the fact that we're defending it, or people are defending it by the substance of the speech, I'm like, the substance was...
You know what we really want?
Was milk toast.
We want to believe in you.
Yeah,
please,
give us that.
Please, 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 we want that.
She still has the greatest opportunity that an Alabama senator has had in a long, long, long time. So let's get on with it. Let's go. We'll be back.
Make 2024 the year you break away from the chain stores and join us here at Adams Drugs. We value your business and want to provide you the best customer service at the lowest possible price. We've been serving up excellent customer service here in the River Region for over 62 years.
I made the swap to Adams Drugs and I couldn't be happier. Having a job and then getting 3 kids to all of their activities keeps me busy. I don't have an hour to waste waiting on a prescription. At Adams, they know me and my family. I get in and out in minutes, and when I can't get by Adams, they'll bring the prescription right to my door.
What are you waiting for? Come in to Adams Drugs and let us earn your business. Our friendly and personal staff will talk with you and answer any questions you may have about your prescriptions. Your satisfaction is our number one goal. Visit us at AdamsDrugs.net for the location nearest to you. Adams Drugs is your local independent Health Mart pharmacy. Health Mart, taking the time to listen and care.
The Veterans Access to Care Bill, now in the Alabama State Legislature, will relieve the overwhelmed federal VA health care system and provide the specially tailored care that veterans need.
Paid for by the Alabama Council of Chapters Military Officers Association of America Mobile.
When you hear people talking about a Krispy Kreme, they're usually referring to the original glazed, made from a recipe dating back to the 1930s. If you haven't had a warm, original glazed donut, you need to try one pronto. Just look for the hot light on at the Krispy Kreme on the Atlanta Highway.
It's Johnny from Sinclair's from Vaughn Road. We've been in business almost 30 years.
Sinclair's East, Vaughn at Taylor.
I think if you hadn't tried us, you should give us a try. We've got a great menu, offering anything from chicken fingers, wings, salads, fajitas. At lunchtime, we do great country lunch with different vegetables and different meats every day.
Sinclair's, where you get great sandwiches and our daily meat and 3 special at lunch, 2 great pasta, chicken, steaks, and seafood for dinner.
Our most popular items are, we got a soup called She Crab Soup, which is extremely popular. We've got a bunch of pasta dishes, which people love. Mediterranean chicken is my favorite.
Sinclair's.
We do live music, light stuff on Wednesdays and Thursdays, and then on Fridays and Saturdays, maybe 3-piece bands or 4-piece bands.
Come see why Sinclair's has seen lesser restaurants come and go over the years. Johnny Sullivan Sinclair's at the corner of Vaughn and Taylor. Find them on Facebook at Sinclair's East. Google search Sinclair's Restaurant. Sinclair's.
Trustworthy Electric is hiring full-time electrical techs at $24 to $30 per hour, plus monthly bonus opportunities. Free medical, vision, and dental insurance, paid vacation, holiday, and sick days. 401k and profit-sharing programs offered. Home every night and off weekends. Visit trustworthyelectric.net/careers.
Are you enjoying 1819 News? If so, consider joining 1819 News as a member. As a nonprofit news organization, we depend on the support of Alabamians like you. Memberships start out as little as $5 a month, and you'll get access to exclusive content only offered to our members. You'll be supporting independent journalism done by people who cherish Alabama values. Become a member today by visiting 1819news.com and clicking Become a Member. That's 1819news.com and click Become a Member today.
This is James Cole with Cole Plumbing, and I want to thank Blue Water Broadcasting. I have been advertising with them for several years, and they have brought me quality business. I really appreciate them.
Radio works. It's as simple as that. Call us to find out how radio can work for your business. Blue Water Broadcasting. Local folks helping local business.
All the headlines the mainstream media won't touch. Your News Talk station. News Talk 93.1 FM WACV.
Into the program, everybody. This is Alabama Unfiltered Radio. Thank you for listening. The ladies of Liberty are here. Allison Sinclair, Amy Beth Shaver, Sky as well. Big Dave Petroff, G's making everybody making sure that this show goes out to over half the state of Alabama. Let's go to Crawdad. Crawdad, welcome to the program. Thank you for listening.
Good morning.
Good morning. Good
morning. I'm feeling really good today.
Good.
I hope to extend goodwill to Mrs. Sky, because she is on the same road to recovery as a lot of us are, and the good Lord has got her right there in his hand.
Thank you, Carla.
So she can do what I do. It just takes a little time, and that is you just keep on having faith. The Lord will help you take care of things you can't do. Amen. With him, nothing is impossible.
Amen.
I was listening to concerning this the library stuff and all that, but yes. I came outside. I see that my heirloom azaleas had decided to bloom a little early, and there's gentlemen. There's all these American people that are working next door. I don't see any people from south of the border over here. These folks look like Americans working, and my grandfather, he used to say, I don't shun hard work. I can sit and watch hard work all day.
Fair enough.
He also had a little business card when he retired. It said on there, whenever I get the urge to work, I lie down until it passes.
You got it, Crawdad.
That's good stuff. Right
thanks, buddy.
Thing. And talking about books and people that want to ban it and stuff like that. The name will ring a bell. He created a book, Scientology, L. Ron Hubbard.
Okay. Mm-hmm.
People bought into that so much because it was totally fictitious. I said a good word, fictitious.
Okay.
L. Ron Hubbard. With the Scientology thing, it's now pretty... You talk about indoctrinating people. Good grief. And it brought to mind another science fiction writer for many years. His name was Frank Peretti. Mm-hmm. And that's what scares me, is Frank Peretti did a series that was kind of out of normally out of his... Forte is another good one. It was the This Present Darkness, mm-hmm. and the other follow-up, This Present Darkness and Piercing or something.
Piercing the Darkness, yep.
Thank you. That guy nailed it. Scary stuff, because in that, the you-know-who's, the bad guys that follow the Dark One, they were going to go after the kids and indoctrinate everybody using teachers, the education system. And that was so prescient. There's another good word for it, prescient. I got scared reading that stuff because I could see it happening back then.
Yes, sir.
And now... Oh,
this stuff is not new. We're just seeing the climax of it. And
exactly.
And now we're acting shocked because we didn't want to bother with it when they were doing it, but they're doing a little less because we didn't want to be seen as crazy. We didn't want to be seen as intolerant. And our tolerance has brought us to where we are, Crawdad.
It's scary, truly, truly scary, because if I wanted to put a book in the public library for young people to read that had anything to do with, quote, SEX,
yes,
it would be over in the biology section where you teach the kids how to tell which one is a little boy kitty and which one is a little girl.
Thanks, Crawdad. Good point. Well, T-Spear wants to weigh in on the libraries before we move on. T-Spear, welcome to the program.
Well, good morning. Yes, I would like to discuss both the library issue as well as the Katie Britt issue.
Okay.
Here it is. If we were to have the libraries open up in the same way as bookstores, that stuff would be back in the pornography area.
Oh, that's a very good point, T-Spear. It's already separated out at the bookstore.
Yeah.
Well, maybe the old bookstore. Maybe the new bookstores are more liberal, T-Spear.
I'd like to know how a librarian in all good conscience can ram this down a child's throat and not have problems sleeping at night. These people have some serious issues. That's number one. To go back to the Katie Britt issue, I thought we got past going in somebody's kitchen when we got through with Nancy Pelosi. Who else did that say? Pocahontas. It was the third one that was in the kitchen.
Did Kamala do a kitchen thing?
I
can't remember if Kamala did.
The
Obamas may have.
The bedroom thing.
No.
but we don't need to be in the kitchen. We need to get politics out of the kitchen and on the front walk where everybody can see what's happening.
Yes, ma'am.
Whoever told her to wear that green thing, that was absolutely the worst thing that she could have absolutely positively have worn to be on national television with, giving the Republican response.
There really? What's wrong with green?
It was nothing wrong with green if you like Kelly Green.
Gotcha.
Do you see Kelly Green in our flag?
Oh, that's a good point. No, ma'am.
So
you got to remember, I can't, T-Spirit, I can't even match my own clothes.
It's true.
So if there is a message with what colors and all that, and, you know, I just found out recently that you can't wear light blue jeans with a light blue shirt because it's just not, that's not the way you do it. And then I'm like,
some
look.
People show up to photo shoots like that.
So I'm struggling, T-Spear.
Well, it was the worst thing that she possibly could have worn. One would have thought that somebody standing by would have said, oh, honey, no, you shouldn't be wearing that. You're representing the United States of America. Here, let's get something more neutral. And let's put an American flag on your little column.
That would have been a good point. And all this stuff is very, that's what people forget, T-Spear. And Amy Beth can probably attest to this. Everything, every question was asked. I mean, that was done the way it was supposed to be done.
Yep.
All the visuals were thought out. Everything, I mean, it wasn't a mistake. It wasn't an accident. That went off the way it was supposed to.
Yeah.
T-Spear, we appreciate you.
Yeah.
Kathy's going to be up on the other side. Lots of stuff to do.
So many things, so little time.
I've got good stuff. I know everybody wants to hear about Rwanda.
Oh, I thought you were going to say Russia.
Oh, that's a good idea. I've got some Russia stuff,
just
too.
Just go to Rwanda.
Oh, my gosh.
We'll be back.
Hi, Hi, this is Bo Goodson from the Goodson Group with your market report. How is the real estate market and what does 2024 hold for us? Last year, over 4,700 homes sold and closed through realtors and the average sales price was $245,000. People who have owned real estate over the last 2 to 3 years have profited by keeping their homes and now have more equity in their home than ever. The people who listed their homes with realtors were able to find ready and willing buyers that paid at or above their asking price. Mortgage companies and local builders have found ways to overcome higher rates with attractive programs that allow for low-cost refinancing when the rate drops. Some of the local mortgage companies have new programs that help buyers with low down payment programs, such as one program with 1% down or even less. If you haven't bought a house yet, now is the time. For all the information, call Bo Goodson at 221-2883 or the Goodson Group at 551-0225.
We've all fallen into boring routines. We just keep doing what has to get done. What I want. Isn't it time to escape the old routine and make time for yourself? Make time to go out with old friends. Make time to add excitement back into your life. Make time to feel like a winner again. Life is more fun when you live it. So what are you waiting for? Escape every day at Wind Creek Casino and on the Casinoverse app.
Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER.
It's a fact. Guys hate going to the doctor. But when it comes to erectile dysfunction and low testosterone issues, men from all over Montgomery have been thrilled seeing the providers at Montgomery Men's Health. Men all the way up to 95 years old have jump-started their sex drive and energy levels. Lots of men suffer with ED for years, but now they're able to enjoy sex again. Tom from Montgomery said, "Montgomery Men's Health has changed my life. I have been able to be intimate with my wife for the first time in 5 years. She thought this problem was because of her, but the pills never worked for me. I had given up until I went to the clinic and realized there were more options for erectile dysfunction. Now I'm happy and my wife is happy. A visit for only $99. And that includes all testing, including a PSA and testosterone test. Give the guys at the clinic a call at 334-440-3663. That's 334-440-3663. Or go to MontgomeryMen'sHealth.com.
For over 40 years, Headley Plumbing has been fixing the River Region's plumbing problems with fast, affordable service. The pros at Headley are ready to respond anytime you need help, and they charge fair rates for their expert service. They help River Region homes and businesses every day, from repairing leaky faucets, septic tank service, replacing damaged sewer lines, or just unstopping a blocked drain. Trust the experts at Headley Plumbing. Call 285-3667. Headley Plumbing, 285-3667. Remember Headley's motto, in our business, a flush beats a full house.
Headley Metal Buildings has been your source for quality metal buildings in the River Region since 2007. Carports up to 24 feet wide, RV covers, storage buildings, even a sturdy metal barn up to 54 feet wide. Your structure can be customized, installed on level ground, and comes with a 20-year warranty. Let Headley Metal Buildings help you find the perfect solution. Financing available? Call 285-3667 for details or find Headley Metal Buildings on Facebook.
ASE Credit Union makes auto loans easy with rates as low as 4.75% APR. Apply online or visit your local branch today. Federally insured by the NCUA, Equal Opportunity Lender.
ASE Credit Union, your life, your goals, your ASE.
The Johnny Adams Law Firm, proud sponsor of the Rich Thomas Weather Network. You can't control the weather, but you can control your drive. Be aware of your surroundings in any weather. Be a defensive driver. Your family and friends will thank you. From the Johnny Adams Law Firm.
Rich Thomas Weather.
Well, hi, everybody. Our below normal temperatures continue, but otherwise, it's a pretty good forecast for the next few days. Mostly sunny, cool for March today with a high temperature up to about 64. Mainly clear, cold tonight. Overnight low temperature by dawn tomorrow morning down to 38. Tomorrow, the recovery begins with sunshine, high 72, up to about 76 Wednesday with more sun, upper 70s to near 80 on Thursday, and showers and storms returning on Friday. From the Blue Water Weather Center, this is Rich Thomas.
Web Bobo with Capital Tractor. Make this spring your most productive yet with our package deal on Kubota's L2501 DT tractor with front loader, 5-foot cutter and box blade, and 20-foot trailer at special spring savings. Kubota and Capital Tractor, Montgomery, Brundage, and Greenville.
We get Montgomery talking 24 hours a day. The River Region's most trusted voice. News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
Welcome into the program, everybody. This is Alabama Unfiltered Radio. We're a little over halfway through the show today. Middle of the second half, but halfway through. Let's go to Kathy. Kathy, welcome to the program. Thank you for listening.
Hey, Scott.
And hey, Kathy.
Ladies. Hey. Good morning.
I have two words for Katie Britt's response.
Okay.
Bobby Jindal.
Mm. Oh.
Oh, yeah.
Are you saying that...
He was an up-and-comer, and they were, you know, he's a minority. We're going to put him on there. We're going to look so good. And it was a disaster. So quit looking for minorities to prove you're not racist, or women or whatever to prove you're not sexist, and just get the best person for the job that can give good, powerful speech. But
Who can deliver the message the best?
Yeah,
that's right.
But they've got there's so much jealousy between senators and House members and all these people aspiring to be president, vice president, or whatever. They're all jockeying for position. And part of it is Mitch McConnell's group wants their person to do it. I'm sure what little opposition there is wants their person to do it. And so you get exactly what you said, the minority or the woman or whoever, but it's got to be the minority or woman or whoever from the right side of the aisle. Yeah. And then you start missing the people who are truly talented at delivering the message. They're the last people thought of.
Yeah, and if it's from their side of the aisle, it's not going to be what we want to hear anyway. So.
No, you're right.
Yeah, I mean, you know, we've got to, the Republicans have got to get smart, and I don't know if they're ever going to do it.
No, the problem they have, Kathy, is, and we probably should all understand this, the Republican leadership doesn't believe the same way we do. So when we're telling them to, you know, do this, do that, they're doing exactly what they plan to do, which is placate us or pander to us just enough for us to keep voting for whichever Republican they give us as an option. And unless we elect a whole new fleet of conservatives, they're just going to keep doing what they're doing to us.
Well, and when we keep re-electing these people, I mean, why not?
Yep. Yeah. Oh, no. It works for them, doesn't it? You know,
it does.
It's a good strategy for them.
Yep.
Thanks, Kathy.
Okay. Bye.
So, ladies, last thing. I know we probably beat that horse to death, but a lot of people wanted to talk about it, and it has made national news, and it's Alabama, and we're always, you know, we got to, this person will be a great face for the state. It'll be a great face. Okay. Well, we got it.
I just, you know, her response was, she played it well.
Mm-hmm.
She basically acted like it didn't happen, which is the strategy of the left that kind of works. Mm-hmm. I mean, if you or you're Joe Biden, you just ignore the border, act like everything's good. Then all your people are like, oh, okay.
Yeah.
You know, she just kind of moved on. She said, if you're going to get in the arena, you're going to take arrows, which is true. But I hope that privately, maybe she learned, and her interviews were better.
Yeah.
I will say they were better.
Mm-hmm.
It's like lying about, not lying, misleading. I don't know what the difference is about the story on the border. It's just unnecessary.
Mm-hmm.
Like, you're going to walk out in front of people. You're giving this speech in front of millions. There are going to be arrows.
Yeah,
but don't load their bags with more.
Brilliant.
Right.
Just don't.
Right.
Minimize the casualties.
Mm-hmm.
And she didn't help herself at all. But maybe she turns a corner.
Maybe. I mean, like I said, I don't know. I want her to be successful, but I also want her to help us save the Republic. Mm-hmm. I don't care that she's a United States Senator. I could care less. If somebody said, "Oh, the senator's going," I don't care. But I know enough elected officials and have known enough elected officials that I just realized that they're chuckleheads just like all the rest of us. This whole, you know, idol worship thing that we do about elected officials and stuff is ridiculous. I don't think they're automatically evil like some people do, but I also don't go, "Oh, you're so awesome, you're the greatest." No, you're a normal person like everybody else. but I want her to be solidly conservative and help save the Republic. And she is extremely gifted. She is not a dummy. She is an attractive lady, which brings influence. That's just the way it is. Everybody knows it. People can say it doesn't, but it does. And I want her to use it to help save the Republic. I don't want her to use it to be a United States senator. That's that's two different things.
That's a good point.
There are a lot of people whose whole goal is to be a senator. I want her whole goal is to be a senator that is helping save the Republic.
Can you imagine? I'm going back to this because it was so profound. Can you imagine if we got out of the business of responding to a chucklehead president and instead didn't even start with Katie saying, and he couldn't even get her name right. You actually start with the parents of that family, of that girl who was murdered, and you let them give the response. We as Republicans have to outwit and outlast and outplay these people. Perhaps using senators is a terrible idea to begin with, or it was a good idea, now it's not good anymore. What if you reshape the whole conversation by putting the people who are right smack in the middle, by using the parents of and letting them speak, by the father who was heartbroken over his son being killed,
the guy they arrested
in Afghanistan, that they arrested him. Like, why don't we talk to those people and have an actual response versus a created, crafted, I started growing my hair out in the summer and Politico started writing articles about me. No, you're right. This is war. And if it's war, we need to put our best warriors up front. And she can be. I think this
There's
is a
no
moment
doubt.
Where you like reshuffle your deck and you pivot and you move forward. This
do,
is this
it's a
moment.
Do-over moment.
But this is war. And there's nothing in the Bible that allows us as Christ followers to be apathetic about any of it. So if we took that mindset, then perhaps we would place different people in front of the camera that the American people walk away, even the ones that don't like you, and go, oh. Can you imagine if we did that?
That's actually a great idea.
No, I agree completely. We've got to change the way we do some of this stuff, and it's got to be more effective. And that's one of the other reasons I think we have to have the people who can deliver, because we've, how do you say this? And I could be wrong, but look, the experts have been telling us how to do this for a very long time. The political class has been saying, oh, no, you got to message this, you got to message that, you got to say this, it's going to appeal to so-and-so, and you got to do it this, and you can't be... Maybe we should just get back to facts. Messaging the facts. Hey, look, we have a real problem at the border. I know there are people who come here for a better life. But somewhere among that, them is a large percentage of people who are here to exploit the system and to cause us harm and to commit crimes. And then even some of those who are trying to find a better life for themselves are squeezing out the opportunity for a better life for Americans. Those are facts. I'm not pulling on anybody's heartstring. Make sure you say, take on that whole argument of, oh, better life, oh, I feel so sorry for them, their better life. I get it. But my responsibility as elected official is better life for the men and women who live in Montgomery, the men and women who live in Birmingham. I can't, we can't provide better life for the Montgomery folks, the Birmingham folks, and the people from Guatemala, and the people from El Salvador, and the people from Venezuela, and the people from Mexico, and the people. And people go, damn, I didn't. You know, that's right.
Yeah.
Instead of crafting everything for this theatrical, did you touch the right emotion thing?
And who of those people who are creating this false narrative of you got to say this?
Right.
What the heck elected office have you ever held?
That's a good point.
You are a chucklehead too.
And it, and what happens is this lobby or this campaign consultant taught this campaign consultant who taught this one, and they've just been doing it the same way, and we've been losing over and over and over and over again. We got to take a break. Lots of stuff to do. We'll be back.
The Harriet 2 Riverboat has the perfect way to start your weekend each Friday with the Spring Dinner Cruise. Enjoy live entertainment as you dine on a delicious family-friendly dinner. Add your favorite beverage from the cash bar and dance the night away cruising the Alabama River. Get your family together and make it a family tradition. Boarding starts at 6:30 and cruise starts at 7. Book your cruise on the Harriet 2 now at funinmontgomery.com.
When your tax refund comes, put it on the floor and walk on it. Revitalize the look and feel of your home with new floors from Prattville Carpet. With faster and better service than the big box stores and luxury vinyl planks starting as low as $4.99 per square foot, you'll enjoy that tax refund turned flooring every single day.
Hi, I'm Ray Bowles from Prattville Carpet. If you're looking for waterproof carpet, hardwood, laminate, vinyl plank, or ceramic tile, call us today for your free measurement.
Dial 285-8117 or visit PrattvilleCarpet.com.
Prattville Carpet, we're more than just carpet.
Hey guys, are you looking for a professional and reliable tree service company in the Montgomery and surrounding areas? Well, check out the folks at Tree Masters. It's a name you know and trust. From pruning to full tree removal, they'll even help you remove your shrubs. They service all of central Alabama, including Lake Martin and Lake Jordan. Call them for a free quote today at 334-676-3638. That's 334-676-3638. Tree Masters.
Walking into Zaza Sears Italian is a feast for all the senses. With authentic Italian dishes, craft cocktails, every seat is the best seat in the house. Our new head chef, Chef Quentin, strives to ensure all our recipes are fresh and new. Join us for lunch Monday through Friday, 11 to 2. Dinner beginning at 5, 7 nights a week. Or Sunday brunch from 11 to 3. Visit ZazaSearsItalian.com to see our updated menu and hours. Zaza Sears Italian, a Montgomery tradition for more than a decade. In the alley, downtown.
At Guardian Credit Union, we believe that banking should be personal, just like the relationships we build with members. Imagine a place where you're not just a credit score, but a valued part of our community. At Guardian, our dedicated team takes the time to listen, understand, and tailor financial solutions that fit your unique needs. From buying a car to saving for college and even starting a small business, we've got you covered. Come experience the Guardian difference and let's achieve your financial goals together. Guardian Credit Union, where you belong. Federally insured by NCUA.
Don't you love the feeling of coming home to a clean house? Let Southern Bells Cleaning Service get your home in order. Families in the River Region trust Southern Bells because they know Callan and Jesse will show up on time and believe in cleaning the old-fashioned way. They bring all their own supplies and specialize in full-service, residential, commercial, vacant properties, and construction cleanup. Estimates are always free. Call Southern Bells today at 546-0715 or follow them on Facebook at Southern Bells Cleaning River Region.
High Caliber Gun and Pawn. They're not just a pawn shop, it's an everything and anything shop. They're located in Prattville. You're going to find firearms, brand new ones, used ones, military firearms, collectibles of all kinds. 15 years and still going strong, folks. First responders and military, you get a 10% discount. When you need a loan, it's time to pawn. High Caliber on South Memorial Drive in Prattville. You better go see them today for the best selection.
Hi, this is Carl Schmidt, naturopath and owner of The Herb Shop. Listen every Saturday to Winning Wellness and learn from experts in different fields of science and technology how nutritional supplements can help you.
Listen to Winning Wellness every Saturday at 10 a.m.
If it concerns your community, you'll hear about it on News Talk 93.1. News Talk 93.1 FM WACV.
Back into the program, everybody. This is Alabama Unfiltered Radio. The ladies of Liberty are both here. It's amazing.
Are you so excited about that, Scott Beeson?
I am. It's the greatest day I've had in a week.
Hey, at some point, I still have to tell me. No, I have to tell you, not me.
Okay.
Because I know what I need to tell me. I need to tell you the story of what I think you did. You don't remember last Friday?
Oh, yeah,
I was like, we
got
to get to the.
All right, so let's do that. We have 5 minutes.
Reset. What happened?
So you know we wanted to do a whole kind of Friday was supposed to be all about IVF.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Then Katie Britt got in the way,
mm-hmm.
and she did again today too. But I think we're done. Are we done with Katie?
We're done.
We've given her all the advice we can give her.
So IVF is still in the news, and there's a meltdown happening in Montgomery because they are getting called out, and they're sending out, like Speaker Ledbetter's PAC is sending out all these things about how they are the most pro-life of pro-life.
Oh, did they? And in passing this IVF immunity bill, which says they can basically do no wrong, unless you're a provider of the equipment, and oh boy, you've got some liability, right?
Yeah,
right?
So we tried to read that, and this is not what I was going to say, but yeah, did you ever get to the bottom of the amendments? It was actually confusing.
Yeah, I needed to find the enrolled, engrossed, whichever the last version is, and actually read it instead of the amendments, which are like, take out this paragraph and add this paragraph. Yeah. I want to see it together. But it looks to me like the people who operate the clinics have tremendous immunity, which means you can't sue them. Whatever they do is okay. It's okay with us. But if you provide like the test tubes or the petri dishes or whatever, and one of them has something wrong with it, oh, you're big. You have.
Oh.
So the trial lawyers rolled in and said, hey, look, you ain't giving everybody immunity.
So like syringe, if a syringe doesn't work correctly and something happens.
There's some immunity for the person who made the syringe.
Oh. No, there's not. I thought that would be equipment.
That's right. The equipment people are responsible for their product.
But the
people doing the process who extract the eggs with the syringe and then drop the syringe.
Gotcha.
They're not at fault.
Okay.
But if the syringe didn't work right, then they would be at fault. You see what I'm saying?
Yes.
Yeah.
So I just wanted to get some clarification about what was going on. So who do you go to? You go to the person, Senator Tim Melson, who wrote the bill.
Mm-hmm.
And he was invited on this show.
Mm-hmm.
And he never responded.
Really?
And I'm pretty sure it's your fault.
What? Dang, that was not very nice.
Okay. I'm pretty sure. And what I said was, you can come on any day at any time.
Okay.
You name it. We will work you in. Because I didn't want him to be able to say, oh, I'm sorry, I'm busy.
Right.
Nope. You know what? You're not in session this week. You could call in now.
Mm-hmm.
Never responded. And it's because Scott Beeson, you would destroy him in about 28 seconds. And
is
I was
that
like,
a compliment?
That is
yes,
a
that's
total
a compliment.
Compliment. And they know it. You know, if you watch Terry Collins on the floor try and debate with the Democrats, Anthony Daniels, who is the minority leader, Democrat, who gets the pro-life argument way more than it seems our Republican representatives do, you watch him ask her these questions about, so is that an embryo? Is that a baby, even though it's outside? And she just like literally shrugs her shoulders. And you know what? They know they're lying.
Mm-hmm.
They know what they're doing.
Boy, that's not going to go well for them in the end.
So
you're right about that. It's a different end, but you're right. It's not going well in
I
the end.
I said that out loud, didn't
you
I?
Did.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Well, I mean, and there's some Republican legislators that I am shocked that voted for Senator Dan Roberts.
What?
Yes.
Dan?
Larry Stutz.
Larry did not.
Susan DeBose.
No.
Really?
I'm sorry. Either it's a life or it's not. When we have grass growing, we cut it. We cut it because it's growing.
Oh, I'll tell you another thing I did find out.
What?
You weren't here, Amy Beth. That in part of the process, you know, because I thought scientifically the egg is fertilized. It's an embryo, and it immediately begins to divide and grow.
Correct.
Well, that's how they tell which ones should be more viable.
Huh, wait.
It's just like
growing,
tomatoes.
Did you use the word growing?
Okay,
yes.
We're going to have to finish this on the other side, because
okay.
We don't kill things that don't grow.
We'll be back.
Or freeze them.